The way and the truth and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. It may be tempting to parrot the proverb, "Home is where the heart is." But how do we define our home? If we take a second look, we'll discover that our understanding of home undergoes quite an evolution over the course of our lives. That survey is worth our serious study. Every American dreams of one day owning their own home. We grow up in our parents' home. We move into a college dormitory. Then we rent an apartment or move back into our parents' basement. And finally, we buy our own home. But is that home where the heart is? Is that where we make our last stand, like Colonel Custer in the Battle of Little Bighorn? I don't think so. When my parents moved from India to the United States in 1976, they always dreamed of going back home to India. But when the family went on vacation to India one simmering summer, where the temperatures hovered around 115 degrees, the three kids clamored, "We want to go home." For my brother, my sister, and me, home was the United States. And my parents' dream of returning to India seemed to us like a nightmare. They are now retired in Little Rock, a new last stand for them. How many grandparents move from one place to another, chasing their millennial children, who move frequently so they can be closer to their grandchildren? No last stand for them. How often we see white flight because of undesirable ethnic changes to a neighborhood. Someone's last stand feels more like a one-night stand. Our home is indubitably where the heart is. But our heart has a hard time settling down. Where is our last stand? Jesus suggests to us how we should ultimately understand our home from an eternal perspective. He comforts his disciples, saying, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be." Jesus helps us to take the next step in the evolution of our understanding of home. Instead of looking at our last stand as anywhere on earth, he invites us to see our true home as the Father's house in heaven. That heavenly home is where our heart should be. Not in southern Montana at the Battle of Little Bighorn. Not in a bungalow in Bangalore, India. Not next door to where your kids and your grandkids reside. Home is where the heart is. And our hearts should be in heaven, where Jesus has prepared a dream home for us. Whenever we finish a funeral here in church, I return to the sacristy and I say to our sacristan, "Well, Isabel, we sent someone else home." That remark is not just a pious platitude, an offhanded comment to fill the awkward silence, but a sober statement of faith. Our beloved dead have moved closer to their last stand, which we pray fervently will be a heavenly home. You know, sometimes we worry too much about where we're going to be buried, in a cemetery or in a columbarium, and how that will be a home for our remains and how it will appear. Some people have even requested they not be neighbors to so-and-so in the columbarium when they're buried. For all eternity, as if that were their last stand. St. Augustine recalled his mother, St. Monica's, final wishes of where to be buried when she was close to death. Augustine's brother didn't want his mom buried in a foreign country. Monica said, "Lay this body anywhere. Let not the care for it trouble you at all. This only I ask, that you will remember me at the Lord's altar, wherever you be." St. Monica and St. Augustine had a clear conception of their last stand, namely at the altar, at the Mass. The closer you get to the altar, the closer you come to home. And that's where your heart should be. Praise be Jesus Christ.